All right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode that is live from the lair. Nah, it's pre-recorded.
You're a liar, and you will spend an eternity on this ship.
All right, so I got an email yesterday. It is January 21st, 2025. This email came in yesterday from a woman named Katie.
Quick question for you. What would you do if you found yourself caught in the middle of a zombie outbreak? Well, if you happen to be former Marine Regina Mama Leopard Rogowski, chances are you'd spend most of it looking for pants. From the creator of the indie comic sensation Rags comes this first novel, written by a salty veteran, four salty veterans, and starring a salty veteran. Rags by Daquan Jenkins tells the story of the indomitable human spirit in the quest for comfortable clothing. Or any clothing. 5-star reviews are already rolling in, so be a part of the chaos, the laughs, and the action. Grab your copy today on Kindle or paperback. Click the link below or scan the QR code on your screen.
All right, so I'm just going to read it to you. Hello, my name is Katie. My dad has been a follower of yours for years and has your book, of which I've read a few pages. All right, cool. Give it a good review on Amazon. I appreciate if you did that. I'm looking for advice on how to best support
my man.
My dad has been encouraging him to look you up, but he's not going to reach out to people he doesn't know.
Talk to your children about not talking to strangers and do it today.
Last night he said some things that really concerned me, and I'm trying to get insight from someone who better understands.
Let's get down to business.
My current romantic partner is a 30-year-old Marine vet machine gunner grunt. He served for 7 or 8 years, and he did 2 1-year private mercenary contracts. He's currently an automotive mechanic. He's been through 2 high-conflict divorces and has 3 children between the 2 marriages, and he's been acting, though, he's at the end of his rope. Lately, things have seemed relatively peaceful.
Sure is quiet out there.
Yeah, too quiet.
To me, from the outside, though, I fully understand that I'm not in his shoes. Correct. This weekend, specifically, seemed to go really well, but his words to me last night were that he can't put up with this for much longer before he hurts them or himself. And that's a promise. I'm not sure how much of a history you want to know, but I'm desperate for any insight and advice you can give me, us. Thank you for reading. Katie. Not going to use your last name. All right, so you're talking about a Marine Corps grunt, 0311, machine gunner, somewhere between seven and eight years of service. He's 30 now, so he might have saw some pretty good shit, especially if he went to Afghanistan. Iraq, I think, was pretty much winding down, and then there's North Africa. I don't know the details of his service. Don't really need to get into it. All right, so we have several things working here.
Buckle up. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
You have this syndrome of caught between. And what that is when you deploy forward into the box, you want to go home and hang out with your family, friends, what have you, and chill. But then once you come back home, you just want to go back to the box because life is simpler there. It really is. Here in the stateside, you got a bazillion things you got to worry about. Nobody's running top cover for you. Nobody gives a fuck about you. It's all on you. And he's got 2 high conflict divorces, your words, not mine. Which means, more than likely, these women are playing fun and games with his kids. Denying visitation, dragging him back in and out of family court to get yet more money from him. And it really becomes soul-crushing after a while. Especially, he did 2 years as a private contractor. Those guys make a lot of money. And now he's working as an auto mechanic, which is probably a big, huge step down in pay. He's not really doing his purpose. He needs to find out what that is and try to find a career that coincides with that purpose.
It is purpose that created us. Purpose that connects us. Purpose that pulls us.
that guides, that drives us.
More than likely, he's going to have to figure out how to fill out the paperwork and take the fight to his former wives to get more time with his kids. That is huge. And it's got to be more than just, you know, 4 days a month. 96 hours a day a father does not make. You should try to get 50-50 or something like that. I don't know your circumstances. I would definitely have those baby mamas in court every single month until I got what I wanted. It's just that simple. All right. I mean, I feel bad for you. I really do. But sounds to me like the Marine here is got some conflicts going on in his thinking meat. So on top of all this bullshit with his baby mamas, he might have to deal with some PTSD, and he's in depression. If you go to the VA, they'll
like, oh, we'll just give you some pills.
That doesn't really solve anything unless you really are seeing people or you really are hearing voices.
I see dead people.
For the most part, those head meds, in my opinion, are overprescribed, and they're not really as effective as you might think. Especially when you read the warnings and it says suicide is a warning. What the hell are they thinking? That's all I got. So it is what it is. Have them watch some of my older videos. I cover a lot of this. Pre-divorce mentality. Deploy Ahoy. I think there's one in there, Caught Between, where I explain the whole thing. You can look up the video on PTSD. Easy explanation on how that shit works. All right, let's move on to the next one. All right, this next one here. Again, I don't give relationship advice. All right. I'm not going to sit there and tell you guys or women what you need to do to secure your woman, man, what have you. I just tell you what to avoid and the reasons why. Now, this particular woman, roughly 28 years old, wrote to me asking why men are just not really looking for relationships anymore. Apparently, when she got done with college, you know, she was dating a guy pretty much all the way through college, and then she
broke up with him to focus on her career.
And now she's in the epiphany phase. She's like 28, and reality is crushing home. I'm going to tell this lady now why men, they're not in it to win it anymore. Here is a article. You don't come here to have me read the article, so we're going to go through this pretty quickly. This is marriage.com. Number one, financial costs. Marriage is expensive. Taking on somebody into your life and being completely financially responsible for them is a scary thing, especially when said person shows up
with a snot pocket that's been ran through.
And then she has to speak the three magic words to activate the downstairs Bermuda Triangle to suck your life into oblivion. That's expensive. Men should think twice. Fear of commitment. They've been hearing this forever. This is very common. I heard this when I was a young man myself.
Well, you're just afraid of commitment.
And it was like the primary blaming game and shame bullshit they would do to get these guys.
I don't fear anything. Will you marry me?
No, it's not happening anymore. Because guys like me are getting into the red pill space. Talking to the younger dudes out there going, don't fall for the guilt, the blame, and the shame. Tell them to pound some goddamn sand. Three. Negative past experiences. All right, pain is the ultimate teacher.
What's in the box?
Hey.
If dude has been involved in a couple of relationships and got his pee-pee spanked, well, pain taught him some lessons there. You're 28. You're probably looking at guys who are 32 to 34, maybe 36. Those guys have already been divorced. They've looked behind the curtain. They've literally had their dick brains kicked so hard they're now hanging over their shoulders. And guess what? They're probably like, no, I'm never doing that again. And I don't blame them. Pressure to prioritize career. Again, provide, protect, mentor, and if need be, destroy. Provide being the primary one. There's a lot of guys out there who are not going to get married until they are confident they can provide. And in today's day and age, that could take 6 to 8 years. So he gets out of college at 22, maybe by 28 or by 32, he might be where he needs to be in the company where he thinks he can provide. But if a man doesn't get married by the time he turns 38, odds are he won't ever get married. Because by then he's seen way too many of his buds get wrecked in divorce court or raked through the coals for child support. Because he had some stupid friends who didn't wear latex and they basically sacrificed their paychecks. Difficulties in finding compatibility. Very important. looks are going to fade. The punani is going to wear out. And if you are not on the same path, you're going to separate. And more than likely, that dude's going to get crushed. Compatibility is very important, and it's really hard to find in current year. A lot of these young women out there have been ran through the ringer. They're screwed up in the cuckoo nest. They don't know if they're coming, they're going. They don't know what they want and don't want. Keep that in the back of your mind. 6, the influence of social media. That's me. I'm on social media. And I'm telling these guys, don't do it. Don't get married. In fact, when somebody trying to pressure you into doing something, you need to ask the simple question, what is in it for me? And if they don't give you the answer you want, walk, because you're being set up. They're trying to turn you into a sucker. Take it on the heels. Desire for freedom. I'm 56, right? I've been to probably 50, 60 weddings since I turned like 16 years old. Not one time did I go to a wedding and not have several of the dudes that are married look me in the face and go, don't get married, bro. A lot of times it happens at the bar. If there's an open bar, those guys will mosey over there. They'll have a double, triple, quadruple. After they get a little liquored up, they have that liquid truth in them. They'll look you right in the face and go, this is a fucking travesty. This is a fucking funeral with a cake. Don't ever get married. And guess what? We're listening now. It only took 3 generations. Because we saw our fathers, grandfathers, in some cases our great-grandfathers, get right through the fucking coals. Lack of trust in potential partners. In current year, you have one of these. Everyone has one of these. It's your digital slave box, anchor, whatever. You download a dating app, you know, give them your credit card information so you pay for it once a month. And all you got to do is, like, for a dude, unless she's picked the meat off the bone ugly, he'll swipe right on every single one within his age bracket because it's a numbers game. We know that. You women seem to fail at that lesson. Cheating is easy. More women cheat now than ever before. And why should they not? There's no accountability. There's no punishment for them for doing it. They get married, cheat on their husband, and everyone looks at the husband and go, he didn't, you know, provide what he should have. That poor girl. Yeah, okay. 9, hookup culture impact. All right, so I saw this firsthand when I was stationed in New York State. We had a guy, not going to use his name. He was like 6'2", 6'3", 245 pounds-ish, 12% body fat. You know, he was in his late 20s, early 30s. I don't remember his age. Dude was a beast. I watched him when he was lifting weights, and he did the bench, squat, and deadlift. And the numbers he was putting up was just below Olympic level, like 25 pounds. I mean, he could literally put on just a little more beef and compete in the strongman competitions, in my opinion. One day, he just shows up at the unit, obliterated. Not obliterated, drunk or high, but just emotionally crushed. He'd been dating this girl for a couple years, and he was over at her mother's house. She was doing something with her father, and there's like a picture book on the coffee table. He opens it. He starts flipping through it, and he starts seeing individuals with different melanin levels in these pictures. And he put 2 and 2 together. He literally stood up, walked out, and drove right to the unit. And I don't think he ever got back with her. And it crushed him. But that's the impact of hookup culture. Like, she might be sweet as pie when she's 28, 30 years old. But what was she doing when she was 18 to 24?
With her slowly in and out. You got it.
You don't know. My advice, get a private investigator to dig through her history 3 ways to Sunday. And I told this guy, I said, look, man, you don't see it now, but 10 years from now, you will. The universe did you a favor. Because imagine if you discovered this and you had 2 kids with her. I know people are like,
well, it doesn't matter, and a person's past is their past.
No, I'm sorry. There are just some things you just don't come back from. I'm just going to be honest. That is what I saw. Unrealistic expectations. This is like the primary issue with women today. You have some of these women are just walking around just Plain Jane average 4, 5, 6s, a couple 7s in there. They have these huge lists of expectations that most men are never going to meet, nor should they. Men, you are the prize. They need to jump through the hoops now, not you. It's absolutely stupid. You need to do a million sit-ups, have a house, 2 cars, $100,000 in the bank, have a 6-figure income to get a woman who's been ran through. It's not worth it. The juice is not worth the squeeze. Next is mental health concerns. Crazy pussy, in my opinion, is the best pussy you can get your hands on. Nothing does backward cheetah flips better than a woman with some crazy ass pussy. I got it.
I need this man to tear all my clothes off.
Work, work.
But sooner or later, pussy's going to wear out, and then you're stuck with crazy. And crazy gets really expensive. I highly recommend, if you're dating a woman, excuse yourself, go to the restroom, take out your phone, and take a picture of every single pill bottle in that fucking medicine cabinet. And when you get home, Google it, read what they are. If there's anything for bipolar or depression, she's not the one for you, man. Because down the road, that's going to become very expensive. Very expensive. Male dating anxiety. All right, back in my day, when I was doing the dating thing, no was just par for the course.
You just got blown off 3 times.
Yeah, I don't know. So?
You would go anywhere between 15 and 25 no's just to get to 1 yes, and then you would deal with 1 to 5 yeses before you actually turned into something that maybe you wanted to pursue on a longer term. That's a whole lot of rejection. But in current year, we have people like,
well, there's the winners or losers, and there's a trophy for everybody.
So then you have a bunch of people who are anxious all the time because they don't know how to handle it. Overwhelming dating app dynamics. An abundance of choices. Superficial nature of the platforms. Listen, every single dude I've ever talked to who's been on one of these dating apps swipes right on virtually every single profile he comes across. You know, if they're even halfway decent picture, yep, because it's a numbers game. That's all it is. And when you realize that, the overwhelming of the dynamics goes away. All right, we got legal and financial risks. 56% of all marriages end in divorce. 63% of second marriages end in divorce. 72 to 75% of all third marriages end in divorce. And then you have the 80-80 rule, meaning 80% of the time, the woman files for divorce, and 80% of that time, the man is caught completely
off guard.
It is fairly common for a man to hear, I'm not happy, and wind up homeless, lose his kids, turn into a financial slave for 18 to 21 years. So guess what? Men are now paying attention to that crap. Social expectations, this should not even be a thing now. All of the so-called expectations that were expected of us up until about 10, 15 years ago, they're in the toilet now. Disregard 15. 16, personal development goals. All men should focus on their excellence. Focus on themselves, period. All right? And if you don't have time for a romantic relationship, then so be it. There's greater tragedies have happened in history. It is what it is. I know it sucks. You guys don't want to hear that. But you don't come here for me to lie to you. I just tell you the truth. At least as I see it. 17. The complexity of modern relationships. All right. This is completely generated from a woman. Men are exceedingly easy. Balls empty. Stomach full. Don't nag and bitch at us. Make sure we have a peaceful environment at home. That's it. That's not very complex. It's the women who add all the complexity to it, and whatever you want to call it. There's a reason we have soap operas, and they've existed since we invented the goddamn radio. It is what it is. And I'm going to tell you this right now. If you're with a woman and you have to tiptoe around her all the time, get rid of her. It's nothing but trauma and bullshit for the rest of your goddamn life. Gone. 18. Fear of losing your autonomy. Again, 50, 60 weddings. Losing your independence was one of the things at the top of the list of all of these men at these weddings who said, don't get married. The first thing out of the mouth is you're going to lose your freedom. And they're not joking. You are literally putting a tracking collar on your fucking finger. 24/7, 365. She says the magic words. They know exactly where you are. You'll be served papers. You will lose half your shit. I've seen guys lose way more than half their shit. I've seen guys lose their lives. Keep your freedom, gentlemen. Here we go again. Commitment fears in males.
You just said that. That's the trouble around here. Talk, talk, talk.
I think they're beating a dead horse here. We already talked about this one. Don't fall for the blame, shame, guilt treatment. Doesn't work anymore. 20. Changing attitudes towards marriage. Good. The number is somewhere between 5.1 to 6.3 people out of 1,000 are getting married nowadays. It is my mission to bring that to
0.0.
Because the civilization that we have now does not deserve our efforts. It doesn't deserve our sacrifices. I mean, in the past, we knew we were disposable and expendable. And if we accepted those risks, there were rewards for that. They don't exist anymore. Don't fall for the bullshit, guys. Don't get married. All right, that's it for me. I will talk to you guys later. Out!